Kiddushin Perek Dalet Mishnah Zayin. As you recall, we discussed the Mishnah Vav in the very end that according to Rabbi Yehuda, a Bas Ger Zachar has a status like a Bas Chal Zachar, meaning that if a convert, a male convert, has a daughter, so that daughter is not allowed to marry a Kohen. So we're going to have two additional shitas, two additional opinions that will argue under Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Rabbi Eliezer, the son of Yaakov, says, Yisrael shenasa giores, a Jew, a male Jew, who marries a female convert, bito ksheira l'kahuna. Their daughter is allowed to marry a Kohen. V'ger shenasa bas Yisrael, this is the case Rabbi Yehuda was discussing, a male convert who marries the daughter, a female Jew, bito ksheira l'kahuna. Their daughter is allowed to marry a Kohen. Aval ger shenasa giores, the one case where Eliezer ben Yaakov agrees to Rabbi Yehuda is when two converts marry each other. A male convert marries a female convert. In such a situation, bito psula kahuna. Then their daughter can no longer marry a Kohen. And the reason for this is that the Pasuk says that in Yechezkel, kiim besulos mizera beis Yisrael, that a virgin of the zera of Yisrael, the children of Yisrael, that's who a Kohen can marry. So therefore we learn it has to be Beis Yisrael. But since a Ger and Geras, two converts together, they don't have the status of Beis Yisrael, so therefore they cannot marry a Kohen. The Mishnah continues, Echa Ger v'Echad Avadim Mishukharim. This applies to converts, and this also applies to freed slaves. Afilo Ad Asara Doros, if even for ten generations, all of the parents and the ancestors of for these 10 generations are all either converts or freed slaves, none of their children can marry a Kohen. Anshatei imo Yisrael, as long as you have a mother from Yisrael. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi argues he's the most makel lenient shita. He says, Af ger shenasa gioris bitok sher l'kuhuna. No, he says even a convert that marries a female convert, even so, their daughter is allowed to marry a Kohen. And the reason is because he says that even two converts are considered part of Beis Yisrael. Kiddushin Perek Dalet Mishnah Ches. So now we're returning to a very different concept, and that is a person believed to determine the status of their children, to say that their children are psulim. Ha'omer b'nize mamzer eino neman. If someone says that this child of mine, this son, is a mamzer, was conceived in an improper union that was chayv kares, that was punishable with the punishment of kares. So he's saying that occurred, and therefore my son is a mamzer. Eino neman, he's not believed. And Rashi explains the reason why he's not believed is because he is Karov Eitzel Beno. He is considered a relative of his own child, and therefore he doesn't have any believability to give testimony about his own child. V'afil Shneim Omrim Ala Ubar Shemeveha, and even if both the mother and the husband of the mother, even if they both admit Mamzer Hu, that this offspring, this child, is a Mamzer, Eino Nemanim, they're also not believed for the same reason that he is a karov etzel, they are krovim etzel benam, to their son. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Nemanim. Rabbi Yehuda argues and he says, no, they are believed. Why are they believed? So Rabbi Yehuda explains, based on the pasuk, he holds that just like a father could say this son of mine is my bechor, is my eldest. So just like he can make testimony with regard to saying who's the bechor, so too he can make testimony with regard to if his son is a mamzer.